Well, our fresh revelations show that America's highly contested spy program also targeted European Union officials. A report which is to be published by German magazine Der Spiegel says the U.S. National Security Agency planted and used bugs in EU offices in Brussels and the U.S. The report refers to a document dating back to 2010 saying that the NSA accessed emails and internal documents of the EU mission in Washington by installing microphones and infiltrating computer networks. This after revelations that foreign diplomats who attended the G20 summit hosted by the UK in 2009 were targeted by the British secret wiretapping agency. Let's go to Berkeley, California and talk to Ralph Shorman, political commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Shorman, with this new revelation, what reaction do you think the EU will give the US and, of course, the impact on future relations between the EU and the US?
I think we have to be clear that every day there's another revelation, and it's pretty well established that the United States authorities, the ruling class in the United States, arrogates to itself the right to effectively conduct a state of permanent war with all other nations, to determine the nature of their governments, and to subordinate their sovereign rights to the imperial needs of the United States rulers, namely the exploitation of their resources and the imposition of governments that effectively facilitate the interest of American imperialism, not the national rights of the peoples concerned. That's why we have these spy operations. That's why we have the NSA operating not only to record the conversations of officials in European Union meetings, whether they're in the United States, whether they're in Brussels, wherever they are, but also to intervene in the affairs of each country and to deploy the capacity to spy on them, to break up their actual functionings, such as with the Stuxnet worm that was imposed upon Iran. This is an imperial reach, and it is an undemocratic, totalitarian reach that afflicts not only the peoples they target around the world, but in the United States, the American public itself, which is feared by the United States for its disapproval and alienation from this permanent state of war that U.S. rulers impose on mankind.
Indeed. And how much do you think the role of America as a police state or a spying state, if you will, has developed throughout the years? Has it diminished or has it increased?
Well, it's in permanent increase because the crisis of the system is so intense. The economic crisis of financial capital is enormous. The falling rate of standards of living that afflict huge numbers of people in the United States, 100 million people now living at the poverty line in the United States. The U.S. rulers understand that sooner or later there will be a mass uprising in the U.S. against the conditions that are imposed on its people. And at the same time, opposition on the part of huge numbers of people in the United States through the permanent state of war that the U.S. maintains with peoples across the world. These spy operations are an expression of that. Both the assassination programs, the intervention with the national functionings of state after state, the creation of war conditions in Syria against Iran and the region at large, and Africa, the world at large. That's what these spy operations reveal, and that's what they expose. A system in permanent decay that is, frankly, is the enemy of humankind at this stage in history.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Ralph Shorman, political commentator from Berkeley. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.